أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله أيها المسلمون فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقنا لغاية عظيمة من حققها حاز الخير كله حاز الربح في الدنيا وفي الآخرة Indeed Allah سبحانه وتعالى has created us for a great task Upon us all a great responsibility. That which we created for, if we fulfill this great responsibility, we be amongst the winners, those who are successful in this life and in the next one. قال الله تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. خلقنا الله سبحانه وتعالى وحده لا شريك له. ثم سنموت ونودع في القبور ثم سنبعث ونقف أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى العرض ونمر على الصراط وليس هناك إلا جنة أو نار جعل الله وإياكم من أهل الجنة Indeed Allah سبحانه وتعالى has created us and he deserves to be worshipped alone with no partners He created us and He caused us to die. Every one of us will die. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار فأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every soul shall taste death. Everybody will die. And we will be removed from this dunya to the hereafter. Whoever was admitted to the Jannah, to paradise, indeed is successful. So we will die, we will be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will stand in front of the Lord of mankind for accounting, And then after that, there is only two destinations. Whether the paradise, may Allah make us from the people of Jannah, ameen. Or the hellfire, may Allah protect us from being amongst the people of the fire. حديثنا اليوم عن الطريق إلى الجنة لأن الجنة مخلوقة والنار مخلوقة هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة نعم this is the creed and the belief of أهل السنة والجماعة جنة is created the hellfire is created they exist now as we speak they exist and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the جنة for the متقون for the obedience for the righteous For the good door. سنتكلم عن الطريق إلى الجنة. والوقت لا يسمح لنا. We're going to talk about, inshallah ta'ala, the path that leads to the Jannah. Bringing some of the ayahs. There is so many ayahs in the Quran that talks about the Jannah. I'll leave the homework for all of you brothers and sisters to read the book of Allah and see how many times you will find Allah mentioned. The word Jannah. And when you read those ayats, you will pay close attention to what Allah is telling us. Allah sometimes tells us, this is the reward for the people who do this. So this is the Jannah. In many ayats, Allah describes the Jannah. In many ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the things that we should be upon so that we can be from the people of the Jannah. And likewise, we have so many narrations. From the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we start in this khutbah and we will continue inshallah ta'ala in the upcoming days and nights inshallah ta'ala wa nas'alullah at-tawfiq and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala success. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للمتقين. سابقوا Hasten, compete one another. Allah is telling us, compete one another. For what? Because the people, they compete. Who's going to have more money? Who's going to race in a race? Who's going to get first? Who's going to get the prize? Because the prize is not given for everybody who take a part in the race. So Allah is telling us to compete one another, to race. Towards what? Towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that leads to the Jannah as wide as the heavens and the earth. In another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ وَسَارِعُوا In the first verse سَابِقُوا Now Allah says وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And then Allah mentions some of their كاركتريزك الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس وبشر المحسنين to the end of those ayats Allah says compete and race hasten all of you to Jannah it is wide as the heaven and the earth Allah has prepared for the muttaqun those who act upon his commands to the best of their abilities And stay away from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best way, the way of the sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah mentions some of the characteristics from the action that leads to the Jannah. With iman of course, with sound aqidah, with sound belief and creed. Then they spend from their wealth. They refrain their anger. They pardon others. And Allah loves the good doers. Those who do righteous actions. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in Surah Al-Baqarah وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ نعم. Give good tidings to those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them Jannat, gardens of paradise, a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for those who believe and do righteous deeds. Likewise in Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and we just selecting some of the ayats. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه، وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين، وأنهار من عسل مصفى، ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم. The example of the Jannah that Allah has promised who? The muttaqun. Doesn't matter what country you're from, what skin color you have, the achievement in this dunya, but just be with the muttaqun. Be with those who fear Allah and act upon the commands of Allah to the best of their abilities. Those who are obedient to Allah, and when they wrong themselves and you got to wrong yourself, they hasten to ask Allah for forgiveness and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. Allah has promised these gardens of paradise to those who fear Allah, the muttaqun. And this Jannah has rivers. This ayah tells us about rivers in the Jannah. Some of us, when he has a house and bought a house, they have a little stream of water, not a river, a little stream, or they have a lake view. Man, be happy, mashallah, a beautiful house. Because my deck is on, it looks on a lake view. Doesn't belong to him. Belongs to the city. But now the Jannah, rivers, water, never change. Never contaminated, fresh, stays fresh. Rivers of milk. Never change the taste of it. No expiration dates. This is here when you go to the market and look for the date, expiration date. Now in the Jannah, never change the taste of it. Wine, unlike this one that is haram in this dunya. No, this is the pure, halal, good wine in the Jannah, but in the river. Not in bottles, the river of it. And asal, pure honey. You know how much you buy an ounce of honey pure now? If you can find it. And sometimes they might sell it to you and it's fake. And you think that you're getting something nice. Subhanallah, the Jannah. Al-Jannah, may Allah make us from the people of Jannah, ameen. Likewise, many are the ayat, ya akhwan wa ya akhawat, that talks about the Jannah. إنسان إن للمتقين مفازا حلائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا ذهاقا. لماذا هذا كله؟ Indeed for the متقين. This is only for the متقين. Those who fear Allah by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions. And when they wrong themselves, they turn to Allah with repentance. And they are mindful. They are struggling. They fight in their whims and their desires. They fight in the shaitan. They want to try to be on the path, the only path that leads to the Jannah. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. It is success. Paradise. It is from Allah. For who? For the muttaqeen. حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ. Gardens, vineyards. كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ. Beautiful women. بِحُورِ الْعِينُ of the Jannah. كَأْسًا دِهَاقَ. Pure, fresh. Good tasting cups of wine from the Jannah. Jaza'an wifaqa. All of this and many things that Allah has prepared for the people who obey Him and obey the Messenger of Allah. Jaza'an wifaqa. This is the reward. This is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that which they used to do in this dunya. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Those who they say our Lord is Allah, they believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى and that He is the only true God that deserves to be worshipped. They say Allah is our Lord and they are afraid upon that belief. They know why they were created. They know the purpose of this life. They know that they just going through, they passing through in this life. It's like someone passing through a state. He's going somewhere else. His home is not in this state. Somewhere else. He's just passing through. Likewise, the believer, this is our attitude. We're passing through this life. And we should take provisions, necessary provisions, that will assist us and help us to get to the Jannah. We were created for the Jannah. Our father Adam عليه السلام and our mother حواء, they lived in the جنة. قدر الله وما شاء فعل. They disobeyed Allah سبحانه وتعالى and they were expelled from the جنة. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى tells us, whoever does righteous deeds and whoever follow my guidance, then those people, they will be admitted back into the Jannah. That's our home. The ulama, he says, our home is the Jannah. And we have to find the way. And the way, it is easy, alhamdulillah, for those that Allah has made it easy for them. Because this way, the only way that leads to the Jannah, it is well defined and described in details in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We go back to the ayah. Those who say our Lord is Allah and they are upright upon that, they've been obedient to Allah and obedient to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by doing righteous actions for Allah, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon Islamic monotheism, upon tawheed. They stay away from shirk, they stay away from nifaq, hypocrisy and the like. They act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they stay away from the bid'ah and the innovations and the khurafat, because this deen is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to all mankind, revealed to him one book, the Quran, command everyone, all mankind, to obey this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these people, Allah says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. No fear will be upon them, and they will not grieve. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق العباد حفظه الله, الخوف يعني من المستقبل. الخوف متعلق بالمستقبل. People, they are afraid of the future. They want to do something, they want to make a move, they want to invest, they want to go here or there, but they're like, I don't know how it's going to look, I don't know how it's going to turn. But if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are upright upon the deen, acting upon the deen of Allah, and taking it by knowledge from its proper sources, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's promised for you that you be on the path, the only path that leads to the Jannah. You won't be afraid what's going to happen to me, because you are on the path, the path that Allah has promised anyone who's on it to end up with the righteous people, with the prophets, with the messengers, with the companions, with the truthful, with the martyrs, in the gardens of paradise. May Allah make us from the Ameen. Many are the ayats. After the break, inshallah ta'ala, we mention a hadith or two, inshallah ta'ala, and once again we leave the initiative for all of you brothers and sisters, myself included, to do our homework, to investigate, to read the book of Allah, to stop at the ayat that talks about the Jannah, and stop at the ayat that talk about the hellfire. Because what's going to get us to the Jannah is doing the things that lead to the Jannah and staying away from things that lead to the hellfire. أسأل الله لنا ولكم الثبات والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, عباد الله أيها المسلمون, فقد صح أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إن الله حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has made the fire forbidden for anyone. Meaning, these people will not enter the fire. Who? That person, he or she, that says, La ilaha illallah, sincerely from their hearts, seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But knowing its meanings, لا معبود بحق إلا الله, there is no deity that deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah. not like there is no God but Allah. This is not the correct understanding, nor the correct meaning of La ilaha illallah. No, there is no God but Allah. That's not even true. There is so many other gods that people worship beside Allah. But the true meaning of La ilaha illallah, there is no God deserves to be worshipped except Allah. As for gods, they are many gods. Allah mentioned in the Quran there is gods. Allah mentioned there is ayats in the Quran that the people they worship other gods. For a person to say there is no God but Allah, no, this is not even right. There is no God that is worshipped in truth. There is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You act upon it, you know its meanings, its conditions, and you put it to application. This is how this La ilaha illallah will, if we act upon it and its meaning and its conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the hellfire. Likewise, in another sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني دخل النار وفي رواية فقد أبى. Another hadith from so many narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of my ummah will enter al-jannah except those who refuse. The Sahaba, they were amazed. Who would refuse the Jannah? Why are we here in this dunya? Except that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to make it back to the Jannah. Because this is our home. This is the home of our father Adam alayhi salam. He was admitted to the Jannah. He lived in the Jannah. Iskun anta wa zawjuk al-Jannah. Allah told him, leave you and your wife in the Jannah. So now, the Sahaba, when they heard the Prophet ﷺ says, all of my followers, all of my ummah will enter al-Jannah except those who refuse, Sahaba, they were amazed. Is there anyone out there that will refuse the Jannah? So it's not like, you want the Jannah? Yeah, I want the Jannah. Put me down. You want the Jannah? Ah, no, no, it's okay. No Jannah. No, it's not like this. The Prophet ﷺ explained to us how certain people refuse the Jannah. He says, من أطاعني دخل الجنة. Whoever obey me will enter الجنة. ومن عصاني دخل النار. Whoever disobey me will enter the hellfire. In another narration, whoever disobey me has indeed refused the Jannah. People, they refuse the Jannah because they are not obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads to the Jannah. Obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an obligation. It's not an option whether we obey or not to obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah commanded us to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no way to the Jannah except through the way of this man, our beloved Prophet, the best of mankind, the best of the messengers and the prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is reality. None of us deny this ayat. None of us deny this ahadith. And there is so many other ayahs. There is so many other ahadith. We all want to make it to Jannah. But how? By laying down, by sleeping, by going backward. Man, the prize is ahead of you. And you going backward, turning your back to the prize, how are you going to collect it? Now we're going to continue to keep our eyes on the prize. And this prize that we're talking about is the ultimate prize. The everlasting entertainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has prepared for the muttaqoon, for the righteous, for the good doers, for the obedience, for al-tawabin, for al-awabin, for al-munibin, al-muti'in, al-sadiqin, al-qanitin, al-mustaghfirin, al-sa'imin, al-munfiqin. Naam. The Jannah is for these people. Regardless where you're from, you worship Allah alone, you fulfill the Tawheed, you stay away from shirk, you stay away from hypocrisy, you be upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stay away from bid'ah and innovation, be away the path be upon the path of the companions and stay away from the path of anybody else. Anybody that brings something that is not that which the companions of the Prophet were upon, you say, sorry, I can't do this. Because Allah tells us in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Until the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He has prepared for them jannat. Indeed, the foremost to accept Islam. This is ayah number 100 in Surah At-Tawbah. The page starts with it, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. The foremost to accept Islam from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar. They are the first to accept Islam. And we know what the Muhajirin and the Ansar did by sacrificing their wealth, their lives. They gave up things that they loved for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah. So the foremost to accept Islam from among the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and whoever followed them with perfection in the Aqidah, in the ibadat, actions of worship, in the mu'amalat, dealings and transactions, in the akhlaq, and the manners and the etiquettes, a great reward for such people, these three categories. Allah is pleased with them. If Allah is pleased with you, it doesn't matter who's against you. It doesn't matter who's displeased with you. It doesn't matter who's said bad things about you. It doesn't matter who's given you a hard time in this life. If Allah is pleased with you, that's all we need. And may Allah be pleased with us, ameen. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them gardens of paradise. They will dwell in there forever. And that is the ultimate success. These great things mentioned in this ayah, 100 in Surah Tawbah. For who? For three categories of people, the ulama, they says. And we have to find ourselves in one of these three categories. If we find ourselves in the fourth or the fifth or sixth or seventh or whatever, that's a big problem. What is the first category? Al-Muhajirun. Can we be from them? Never. Ever. Because they died many, many hundred years ago. The second category is the Ansar. Those who opened their homes for the Prophet ﷺ and the companions. And they sacrificed their wealth and their life. Can we be from them? No, we cannot. Because this is a long time ago. So what is left for us? To follow them, the Muhajirin, and the Ansar, to follow them with good. تَقَدَّمُوا شَيْءٍ قَلِيلٍ إِنْشَاءَ. These brothers standing. جزاكم الله خير. We follow them with good. We follow them with good, upon righteousness, as we mentioned in everything that they were upon. And inshaAllah ta'ala, will be from those people that Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Him. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we die and we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our reckoning easy. And to make us from those people who will have no reckoning. From those people who will enter into the Jannah with no reckoning. With no accounting. As the Imam and Mujaddid Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, in his book Kitab al-Tawheed, one of the chapters, he says, من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. And he mentioned ayat, and he mentioned ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever died upon tawheed. But we have to learn what it is with details. Do we know tawheed? Can we write 10 pages about the tawheed, about the lordship of Allah, about the worship, about the names and the attributes of Allah? Not in any way, not in any fashion, but in accordance to that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us. Na'am, we fulfill the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah alone in everything. Certain people, yes, they pray for Allah, they make hajj for Allah, they fast for the sake of Allah, but then when you come to dua, they call upon dead people, they call upon angels, they slaughter for the jinn, they have tawakkul on other than Allah. These are acts of worship. All the ibadat has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, this topic is a vast one, the path that leads to the Jannah. But alhamdulillah, I hope that I just put my brothers and my sisters on a path that all it is, alhamdulillah, that is set for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one path that leads to the Jannah, that of the Book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the understanding of the best of this ummah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow upon good. As'alu Allah li wa lakumu at-tawfiq والسداد والثبات على الحق في هذه الدنيا. سأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ييسر أمورنا في هذه الدنيا وييسر علينا الحساب والمرور على الصراط يوم القيامة، وأن يجعلني وإياكم من الفائزين ولا يجعلني وإياكم من المخذولين، يجعلني وإياكم من الفائزين بجنات النعيم مع الأنبياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم انفعنا يا رب العالمين بما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ديننا يا رب العالمين، اللهم نسألك العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل والثبات على كتابك وعلى سنة نبيك على فهم السلف الصالح صحابة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتى المسلمين يا رب العالمين، اللهم اقض الدين عن المدينين، اللهم يسر أمورنا وأمور المسلمين المضطهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بالظلم المجرمين الغاشمين، اللهم انتقم منهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم اخزهم، اللهم اخزهم وانتقم منهم يا رب العالمين. ويسر أمور إخواننا المستضعفين في كثير من بلاد العالم يا رب العالمين، اللهم فرج كربهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم فرج كربهم، واللهم تقبل موتاهم واغفر لنا ولهم يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، ونظام الصلاة، ونظام الصلاة. الله أكبر.